You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
A stranger calls me on the phone and says, "What do you need?" I said, "Lady, I need $40,000. She goes, "How long are you there till?" I said, "Lady, I'll wait here all day for you." 3 o'clock, ding dong. WCNO Radio, $40,000. What do you think happened next year when we were short on money? It was old hat to us. You still got to get on your face and pray, but you don't worry about these things because God is bigger than your problems and He'll meet all of your needs and He'll always come through. He's never late. But He's seldom early. God's bigger than your problems. Heard a story about James Dobson when he was starting a radio station. He was starting his own radio program. He said, "Lord, I need $1 million to do this." Someone came to his office, gave him a check. And it's the same MO every time. Someone says, "I don't know why, but the Lord led me. $1 million. That came about because he was on his knees in prayer. And God responds to that. Someone brought him a check of $1 million. There's a famous school in Dallas. It's called Dallas Theological Seminary. Pretty good seminary. One day at Dallas Theological Seminary, the school was in a critical need of $10,000 to keep the work going. And there was a famous preacher there. His name was Harry Ironside. So that night, in a prayer meeting, Ironside prayed, and I quote, "Lord, you own the cattle on 1,000 hills. Please sell some of those cattle," unquote. Shortly thereafter, the secretary bangs on the door, hands them a check, and it was a check for $10,000 from a cattleman who said, "I just don't understand it." So I sold some of the cattle that I had. And the Lord told me to bring you the money. I mean, talk about owning the cattle on 1,000 hills. And the check had come earlier. It was post-dated like 3-4 days earlier than that. Next time you had a money crunch, you see, you know, you remember that God is faithful. And so it is with you as well. Trust in God, whatever it is that you're going through, and He's going to come through in a mighty way for you. And then you'll never again struggle in that way in your life. Amen? The next time you're going through something very difficult, remember the words of James. He says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall." Sorry, into various trials. Knowing that, the trying of your faith worketh or produces patience, endurance, strength, spiritual arrogance. What gives a man the oomph to go up to someone 9'6" and say, "You smell"? Comes through trials. It comes through the spiritual compound that God puts on the inside of you when you trust Him and magnify his name. I don't know why we're talking about any of this today. It's not what I wanted to talk about. I've got a feeling there's some people going through some trials in here. I just share with you what I know. God's bigger than what you're going through. God's faithful. He will come through for you. Don't ask me what that's got to do with this, because I couldn't tell you. Let's press forward here with today's text. It's quite revealing. Now, the Spirit expressly, explicitly says, in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to. Okay, now we know the culprit. Not only do we know the culprit as we peel back the layers and look behind the mask, but we know what they will do as well. Verse 1 and 2, 1 Timothy 4, the Spirit expressly says, in the latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. Now, in our outline on this handout here, we've got five blanks that make up the deeds and doctrines of these individuals, or groups of them, whatever, who have fallen away and have departed from the faith. Five in this text. Number one, first thing it says about them is they are liars, for number one. They are liars. Always the telltale sign is a liar. God despises the liar. So much so that he's banned entry into the kingdom of God for all who practice a lie. Where does it say that in the Bible? Revelation 21:8. The cowardly, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the sexually immoral, the drug users, pharmakia, idolaters, and all liars will have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Not someone who's told a lie, otherwise no one would be in heaven. But if the adjective falls on you and not the noun, everyone's guilty of the noun. When the adjective describes you and you're hurt, then you got to come up here and make this right before you leave here today. Or if you hear it on the radio, make it right before you get home today, or on the podcast. When the adjective describes you, then this is talking to you. No liar is ever going to see the inside of heaven. You haven't been born again if this describes you. You can't be a liar if you're filled with the Spirit of the living God. You can't. The two just don't. It's oil and water. You can't be an everyday liar if you've got the Spirit of. You'd never sleep at night. Or perhaps your conscience has been seared with a hot iron too. Also, Proverbs 6:16. These six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue. Now, Darren, I heard you preach on this. You gave me some great insight on this. Proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift and run into evil, and a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. Now, what I learned from Darren when he preached that is that liars are in here twice. Number two, they are hypocrites. That is, they don't practice what they preach. To speak, to condemn or speak against something while you secretly do the same thing is a hypocrite. Number three, their conscience are seared with a hot iron. Your conscience is what God uses to convict you of sin when you're wrong. If your conscience is seared, then you're teaching something that's wrong or doing something that's wrong, and you're not convicted by the Holy Spirit for it. Now, it's time to start getting shocked on this. Number four, Remember, what did I call this? What did I have it on the outline? Five things that make up the deeds and doctrines of tares. Those wolves in sheep's clothing, I said. Liars, hypocrites, consciences seared with a hot iron. Look at number four. They forbid people to marry. When we look at number four and five together, we see deceivers at the end of the age are legalists. Legalists. How shocking is that? Deceiving spirits. Teachings laid out by demons forbidding to marry. Whoa, wait a minute. Where's the sin? How about number five then? How about some sin in this list? Lay some sin on me, Paul. Right? What could it be? Take thine ease? Is it do what you want? Is it sin without repercussion? Is it eat, drink, and be merry? Is it there is no hell? Is it there is no sin? Is it God is dead? Is it the Bible's not true? What is number five on the list of satanic doctrine? You ready for this? Number five.
I'm sorry to do this to you, but we're going to have to end it right there for today. I told you, this is shocking, shocking sermon. As long as I've been in ministry, which is only maybe 15 or 20 years, as long as I've been a Christian, this is the most shocking thing I've ever seen. Wait till tomorrow's program. If you want this whole CD, please email me or call me on the phone. The email, paul@wmiefm.com. Call me on the telephone if you want it. 321-482-1709. Email, I'll send you the link for it. I'll mail you the CD, whatever it takes. Wait until you hear this program. You know, for nigh on 15 years, I've been preaching this wrong because I've been opening up my Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, and preaching it there. Now, tomorrow, you're going to hear the mistake in doing that. That'll be on Wednesday's program. I invite you out to Ireland here this Wednesday for our midweek Bible study where Paul's finally on his way to Rome now. We're in Acts chapter 24. The Spirit had been warning him that the owner of this belt is going to be, we'll see what's going to happen to Paul now. His last missionary journey's over. Now he's going to be on this long trip to Rome where he's going to be put on trial. He's going to be put on trial for having the nerve to say that after you die and leave this world, you're going to be raised up again. There's going to be a resurrection of the righteous and the unrighteous. That ultimately was his crime. He was doing fine up until he said that. And that's what caused all the stir in Jerusalem. That's where we're at here now. Acts chapters 23 and chapter 24. Love to see you Wednesday night at 6:00. So again, thanks for joining us. For more info on this ministry, I invite you to go to WGODradio.com. All these programs are available. There's 5 years worth of podcasts for you to download as well.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.